Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Daryl the Guru Johnson rocking with you here on a Friday. A beautiful Friday, I might add. It's been cold, it's been dreary, but it's looking like it's shaping up to be a nice weekend with the Dodgers coming into the town. What's up, Goo?
Yeah, and I see, Evan, the sun's out with the guns out.
Oh, you know
it. I see you over there, and we are going to have a ball, Evan, and then we're taking it to the yard, you and I, after the show. We'll hit a couple pit stops and then get to the yard. I'm excited to the first half, and I know that we're past 81 games, but the fact that it's the first place Dodgers, and you want to get greedy, shout out all the buffets out there, if somehow the Giants could sweep. You got Webb and Ray going. I mean, the Guru computer has you like gaining 3 games on the Dodgers. Why not?
Well, I do think that this is shaping up to be an important series and also a winnable series. Like, I don't think that it's a coincidence
Dodgers
that...
Dodgers leaking oil.
Well, they are. They've lost 6 in a row. They've only scored 10 runs in their last 6 games.
Is that a good or a bad thing, Evan?
I don't think it means anything, to be honest. But what I do see is that the Giants, I think they want this series.
You would think.
And I think that Melvin and the Giants are telling you they want this series because you got your ace going tonight. You got your third best starter going tomorrow.
Man.
And you got Ray skipping Birdsong on Sunday. I think this could be a potential, if the Giants are fortunate enough and good enough to get there to a 5-game series, to the division series, I think this could be shaping up to be your playoff rotation.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I'll just say right now, my one concern when it comes to the rotation is Verlander. I just feel like he's that old Studebaker. And, Evan, I don't know if you know about old cars, but once, you know, the transmission or the engine is going to go, there's nothing you can do about it. So I know he had bad luck this last outing. He wasn't too bad. But the bottom line is they lost 13-0. And if you could pay – I'm all over here early. If you could pay for a victory in which the euphoria that came out of the Bailey walk-off inside the park home run – Bailey's on the move. You would almost pay for that AL the next day after how you pulled that rabbit out the hat. So I just feel like, you know what? Okay, you took 2 or 3 from the Phillies. Make a statement going to the break. But one thing I did learn, you told me, Ray pitching Sunday, he will not be able to pitch an All-Star game, which he was voted in.
Yeah, this is something that bothers me. And I know we got What's Bugging You coming up at 2 o'clock. But, like, I don't know if Robbie Ray gets to choose. He's obviously going to pitch for his team because these are the games that matter, that count. But Robbie Ray, yeah, the grunter,
yeah.
He's only been in one other All-Star game, and he didn't pitch. So this time he's also not going to get to pitch. And I don't know, I'm
about team, Evan, but that's...
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7, so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Kind of bad luck, man. But you need this more than the All-Star game. But when you brought that up, I'm like, huh?
I was thinking... Oh, well, you know, every NBA All-Star player gets to play in the game. And then I thought, well, then again, they don't really play. You know, they're just kind of out there. So they're just getting cardio in anyways. But, yeah, I mean, Webb will be out there. Now, were you mad that the Giants didn't get an additional All-Star to replace Robbie Ray?
Now, that's interesting.
I went to Dave Peterson. That news came out yesterday.
I don't think there was anybody worthy on the staff to replace Ray. How about that?
What about Ramos?
I know one of my favorite players. Yeah, I'm still defending them. I heard the Joes and Bonte, you know, where we're at with him in regard to the trust factor, but I don't think he's – I wouldn't have voted – I wouldn't have gave it to him. Like, okay. I'm not mad at that. Ramos is my dude. I trust him with my life on the line. I don't think he's getting enough love, Evan, but as far as giving him that, I would be like, I think they got it right with Peterson.
I got you. We got a lot of stuff coming up today. Dodgers are in town to take on the Giants tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and then Sunday, obviously, before the All-Star break. All-Star game is Tuesday. Couple days off for the Giants. Are in decent position right now. 5 games behind the Dodgers going into this series. But we also got some NBA stuff we got to talk about. We do have to discuss a little bit of LeBron. There's just some interesting things, I think, cooking potentially in Lakerland that pertain to the Warriors. Gilbert Arenas said something I thought was...
Something or something? Gil,
kind of
man.
Incendiary.
I like him, but just... I don't know, Evan. Sometimes I think... When a person's saying something for clicks, shout out Skip Bayless, the old Skip Bayless. You never know. And I was a fan. I don't know, but he's saying a lot these days.
We're going to listen to that sound. Right. But I also think, too, in general, there are people that do stuff for clicks, and then there are people that are made for clicks.
That was a bar.
I think Gilbert Arenas is just a guy who's naturally clickbait. Like, that's just who he is.
Made for clicks.
He's made for clicks.
Yeah.
I don't know, box office, so to speak.
Yeah. And we got some guests too, or guests.
Yeah, 12:15. Your boy's coming on to talk about
Nick Hamilton from Nightcastle Media in LA, covers the Dodgers.
Sirius XM.
Yes, sir. So I want to ask him, and I'll ask you. I got to be careful here because I know Ohtani is blockbuster, but Evan, is he on the street or the path in LA revered like Kobe? Does that even like go? No, that's kind of obvious. Like, where's the Ohtani? How big is he in L.A.?
I don't think he's the biggest athlete in L.A., but he might be the biggest athlete in L.A. across the world.
Wow.
Like, his stretch is global.
Damn.
I've never been to Japan, but one of my friends recently got back there. Yeah. I was catching up with him on Monday. I took him to the Giants game, and that was the game right before the walk-off, so they won that one late. And we're talking about a bunch of things, and he says, I just got back from Japan. Let me tell you, Tokyo, Shohei Ohtani's face is everywhere, all across the city, largest city in the world. You will not see another athlete that is more prominent in that city than Shohei Ohtani. So his stretch is global, but I do think it's interesting. You're right, like LeBron's bigger in L.A. Luka Doncic might be bigger in L.A.
Yeah, but it's just we're at the embryo stages of Luka out there, but you're right. You got a buddy that bought 3 Luka jerseys.
Oh my God! Well, that's what we were kicking this around before the show. All right, who's the highest selling jersey? You know, in Major League Baseball and the NBA, because this is the first year that Steph wasn't the highest selling jersey in the last couple seasons.
Yikes!
And it was Luka Doncic.
Luka, and I guess Laker fans are telling you how they feel.
Well, they're setting up to pay him.
I'll never get over him moving though.
Luka?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't choose.
But the shock value, the earthquake on the Richter scale in the guru world of, did I go third person? Just, I can't believe he got moved, E. But he's a little overweight. But neither here nor there.
Well, he's been in the gym, just like Kuminga.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I got to ask you, seriously. I was going to tweet this out, I figured I'd just tell you it on air. So before the show, I get a notification on my Twitter, at Evan A. Giddings, and... It's a video of Jonathan Kuminga doing a workout.
You know, yeah, they're traditional.
I got to ask you this. Why didn't you just lean over and show me the video? Why'd you have to tag me?
Because I wanted you part
we
of me sending it to
from
Steiny.
Each other.
Yeah, but Steiny's somewhere yonder. So I just added you because we're getting down today. And the lighting wasn't great, Evan. So I initially thought, was this Durant? Who is this guy? So... Evan, I got Kuminga fatigue. I really, truly do. I understand it. And you said something. I don't want to bust you out, but there's nothing to be ashamed about. We could get it on the other side. There's some halves in this league like the Banqueros, guys that are getting broken off an enormous amount of change. I'm pro player, but you asked, who is it too much? And then you got the have-nots, guys like Kuminga trying to get in where they fit in and just get a little crumb and I don't know if that's good for the game, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But the thing that's interesting, like, first of all, I thought the video was of Jimmy Butler. That's why I clicked on the video.
Yeah.
But then he looked a little too fast. And he also wasn't passing and he wasn't rebounding. So I thought it must be Kuminga.
Careful.
Yeah, I know. But What we're going to start with today is the Giants and the Dodgers. Like, what are your expectations for this series? 888-957-9570 is the number. What are your expectations? Are you expecting the Giants to take the series? If they don't win the series, would that be disappointing? Is it another one of those big brother, little brother things? And if you're going to the game tonight, I want to hear from you too. What are you doing before the game? Me or Goo going to be out.
Yeah.
You're walking down Embarcadero and you see a big old Golden State Warriors jacket. Say hi. Stop by. Say what's up. We're going to be popping around and then we're going to go to the game tonight. I can't wait.
I'm juiced. I cannot. Hey, you're right. And then we got two more games, Evan, Saturday and Sunday, and the NBA Summer League.
All right, and that's what we got coming up on the game here, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan Infurstani alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're back after this, all brought to you by Safeway.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.